American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 2A. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 2A. Look at Figure 1. Repeat the underlined words.
Lecture, lecture. Leisure, leisure. Distinguished, distinguished. Genuine, genuine. Considerable, considerable. Enthusiasm, enthusiasm. Numerous, numerous. Intention, intention. Caught on, caught on. In comparison with, in comparison with. All in all, all in all.
Now listen to the paragraph.
Herb and Bert attended a lecture at the museum last night. The talk was about retirement and how retired people can put their new leisure time to use for the good of the community. The speaker was a distinguished retired Army general, well known for his genuine concern for people and with considerable knowledge about the community. His enthusiasm for projects to occupy this new free time retirees find themselves with filled both Herb and Bert with numerous ideas. This was the general's intention, of course, and he was very pleased that his plans caught on with so many in the audience. In comparison with other lectures he had given, this seemed to be the most successful. All in all, it was a very productive meeting for the general, his audience, and the community.
Look at Figure 2. Listen to a part of a sentence and match it with a part in your booklet. Write the correct number in the space provided. Listen.
Number 1. If a diamond is genuine, Number 2. If you have enough money, Number 3. If you have a lot of enthusiasm, Number 4. If you plan to do nice things for others, Number 5. If you catch on quickly,
check your answers.
Number 1 is letter E. Repeat. If the diamond is genuine, it's not artificial. Number 2 is letter A. Repeat. If you have enough money, you have sufficient funds. Number 3 is letter C. Repeat. If you have a lot of enthusiasm, you are very interested in your work. Number 4 is letter B. Repeat. If you plan to do nice things for others, you have good intentions. Number 5 is letter D. Repeat. If you catch on quickly, you find things easy to understand.
Look at Figure 3. Listen to a word and match it with a word or phrase that has the same meaning.
Number 1. distinguished, distinguished. Number two, numerous, numerous. Number three, lecture, lecture. Number four, leisure, leisure. Number five, in comparison with. Number six, all in all.
Now check your answers.
Number one is letter B, well known. Repeat. A distinguished person is a well-known person. Number two is letter A, many. Repeat. The word numerous means many. Number three is letter E, a talk. Repeat. A lecture is a talk. Number four is letter D, free time. Repeat. Another name for leisure time is free time. Number five is letter C, compared to. Repeat. In comparison with means compared to. Number six is letter F, considering everything. Repeat. All in all is another way to say considering everything.
Now look at figure four. Listen and repeat the sentences.
Number one, this sweater is the same as that one. They are the same kind, size, and color. Number two, this car is similar to that one. They're the same model, but one has two doors and the other has four. Number three, these two cars are exactly alike. They are the same model and have the same features. Number four, the two brothers are different from each other. One is tall and the other is short.
Now look at figure five. Listen to a sentence. Select the best answer. Circle A, B, or C.
Number one, Mark is tall and thin. Gordon is short and heavy. Number two, this is a 20-minute tape, and so is that one. Number three, this article is an exact copy of the one in the newspaper. Number four, the students agree with each other about many things.
Let's check your answers.
Number one, Mark is tall and thin. Gordon is short and heavy, is A. Repeat, the boys are different from each other. Number two, this is a 20-minute tape, and so is that one, is B. Repeat, they are similar in one way. Number three, this article is an exact copy of the one in the newspaper, is B. Repeat, the articles are the same. Number four, the students agree with each other about many things, is C. repeat. Their opinions about many things are alike.
Look at figure 6. Listen to a sentence. Select the sentence you hear. Circle A, B, or C.
Number 1. Helen is out today. She must have gotten sick. Number 2. John should have come already. Number 3. Mary ought to go to the dentist. Number 4. Paul might have come by here yesterday. Number 5. You have to see the sergeant right away. Number 6. Are you going to leave now? Number 7. I've got to get tickets to the play. Number 8. You want to go with me, don't you?
Let's check your answers.
Number 1 is B. Listen and repeat. Helen is out today. She must have gotten sick. Number 2 is A. Listen and repeat. John should have come already. Number 3 is B. Listen and repeat. Mary ought to go to the dentist. Number 4 is A. Listen and repeat. Paul might have come by here yesterday. Number 5 is C. Listen and repeat. You have to see the sergeant right away. Number 6 is B. Listen and repeat. Are you going to leave now? Number 7 is A. Listen and repeat. I've got to get tickets to the play. Number 8 is C. Listen and repeat. You want to go with me, don't you?
Now look at figure 7. Listen to a paragraph. Write the connective words you hear. Don't include and or but on your list. You'll hear the paragraph 2 times. Listen and write.
Jack and Betty planned a night out. First, they arranged for a babysitter. Then they decided where they wanted to eat. Next, they made dinner reservations at a new restaurant. After dinner, they planned to go to a movie, but they couldn't decide which one they wanted to see. Finally, after a long discussion, they agreed on one. After that, Betty still had to decide what to wear. It took a lot of planning, but it was worth it. They enjoyed their night out together and are already looking forward to the next one.
Listen to the paragraph again.
Jack and Betty planned a night out. First, they arranged for a babysitter. Then they decided where they wanted to eat. Next, they made dinner reservations at a new restaurant. After dinner, they planned to go to a movie, but they couldn't decide which one they wanted to see. Finally, after a long discussion, they agreed on one. After that, Betty still had to decide what to wear. It took a lot of planning, but it was worth it. They enjoyed their night out together and are already looking forward to the next one.
Check your answers.
Number one is first. Number two is then. Number three is next. Number four is after dinner. Number five is finally. Number six is after that.
After this tape has ended, you can read the complete paragraph on the answer page for this tape. Look at figure 8. The phrases in the box are used to signal a summation or conclusion to a talk or speech. Listen and repeat the phrases.
All in all. All in all. In all. In all. In conclusion. In conclusion. In short. In short. To conclude. To conclude.
Now look at the example. Listen.
Hal went to the mall today. He was looking for gifts for his family. He was surprised to find the mall was holding a special 6-hour sale. All of the stores had reduced their prices. He was very excited because he was able to save a lot of money. In short, he was able to buy more and better things than he had planned.
The words, in short, signal the conclusion to the paragraph. Now listen to a paragraph and write a conclusion or summation. Use one of the phrases in the box in your conclusion or summation.
Jane and Mary went to lunch at a neighborhood restaurant yesterday. It was a comedy of errors. First, the waiter spilled water on the table, which ran off onto Mary's lap. They ordered fried fish, but the restaurant was out of it. They finally found something else to order, but the waiter mixed up their order, and they didn't even get that. Then, to make matters worse, he forgot to bring them their drinks.
Now write a conclusion or summation. Listen again and review your summation or conclusion.
Jane and Mary went to lunch at a neighborhood restaurant yesterday. It was a comedy of errors. First, the waiter spilled water on the table, which ran off onto Mary's lap. They ordered fried fish, but the restaurant was out of it. They finally found something else to order, but the waiter mixed up their order, and they didn't even get that. Then, to make matters worse, he forgot to bring them their drinks.
Compare your conclusion or summation with the sample conclusion on the answer page for this tape. This is the end of tape 2A, book 27.